Our sponsor, on behalf of his products, presents Forward America. Forward America, a program of the finest in music and dramatic highlights on the American scene. Brought to you by your sponsor on behalf of his product, with Susan Reed, the New World Singers, Jimmy Wakely, the Forward America Orchestra, and the immortal voice of Walter Houston.
Have you ever watched the stars and stripes waving like a banner on some nimble breeze, displaying proudly its 13 stripes and 48 stars? You've come a long way down the glory road, down Freedom Highway, and the horizon still stretches before us. But looking back, we're reminded of the greatness which is our past, the greatness which must be our future.
At this point, Mr. Sponsor, having already identified your products, you now have an opportunity to present your first commercial message to the audience, which is eagerly waiting to hear the immortal voice of Walter Houston. This is a wonderful opportunity for you to attune your copy to the theme of Forward America, the continuing progress in better merchandising, more effective products, all for the benefit of the listener, your customer. Here is a great opportunity to associate yourself and your company with all the fine things this program stands for. Here is a great opportunity for you to associate yourself and your company with the forward progress of our nation, the greatest in the world. On with our show, the New World Singers, and God Bless America.
America!
Night with a light.
Let's go back to the time when a band of sturdy colonists played host to the British at the Boston Tea Party, and His Majesty's government retaliated by closing the port of Boston. Rebellion was rife in the land, and plans were made to throw off the barbed yoke of oppressive taxation. It was on a March day in 1775 that a young Virginia patriot arose at a convention in Richmond and helped plead the cause of men with liberty in their hearts and destiny in their souls. His name, Patrick Henry. We present now the immortal voice of Walter Houston, recreating that historic moment.
They tell us, sir, that we are weak, unable to cope with so formidable an adversary. But when shall we be stronger? Will it be the next week or the next year? Will it be when we are totally disarmed and when a British guard shall be stationed in every house? Shall we gather strength by irresolution and inaction? Shall we acquire the means of effectual resistance by lying supinely on our backs and hugging the delusive phantom of hope until our enemies shall have bound us hand and foot? Sir, we are not weak if we make a proper use of those means which the God of nature hath placed in our power. 3 millions of people armed in the holy cause of liberty and in such a country as that which we possess are invincible by any force which our enemy can send against us. Besides, sir, we shall not fight our battles alone. There is a just God who presides over the destinies of nations and who will raise up friends to fight our battles for us. The battle, sir, is not to the strong alone. It is to the vigilant, the active, the brave. Besides, sir, we have no election. If we were base enough to desire it, it is now too late to retire from the contest. There is no retreat but in submission and slavery. Our chains are forged. Their clanking may be heard on the plains of Boston. The war is inevitable, and let it come. I repeat it, sir. Let it come. It is in vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace. But there is no peace. The war is actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it the gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
One of the greatest contributions to a young nation by those colonists was their folk music, the songs of home. A few years ago, a young girl in plain gingham dress perched herself on a high stool and began to sing those songs of yesteryear in a soft and simple style. Soon she was acclaimed as the nation's foremost ballad singer. Here she is now, Miss Susan Reed, recapturing for us some of the melody magic brought to this land from the Emerald Isle.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, 'twas I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. And she wheeled a wheelbarrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for her mother and father were fishmongers too. And they wheeled their wheelbarrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying muscles and muscles, alive, alive, oh. Oh, she died in a fever, and 'twas no one could save her. Ach, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels a wheelbarrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying, crying.
Among the most prized possessions of those early settlers was the fiddle. Not yet accepted in polite society in Europe, the violin became, in this new land, a rallying cry which called the people for everything from husking bees to hoedowns. Listen as the orchestra swings out a modern American hoedown. Soon hear another great moment on the American scene. In the meantime, here is your second opportunity to reach our audience with a commercial message designed to sell your products or service. And now, we continue our show with one of John Philip Sousa's American marches. Thank you. Along about 1871, a group of choral singers from Fisk University in Tennessee went on a tour of the country. And for the first time, people in northern cities and western farms became aware of the deep beauty of spirituals. Once again, we hear from the New World singers as they sing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Swing low, sweet chariot, come and boy, carry me home.
Southland gave us spirituals, but from the wide and fertile western plains came the song of the cowboy, and no pageant of America in music would be complete without one of these songs. Here is Jimmy Wakely singing There's a Home in Wyoming.
There's a home in Wyoming, far across the great divide. Skies are lighter, hearts are brighter, and the door is open wide. There's a girl in Wyoming, neath the prairie stars that shine. Let me wander way out yonder to that old sweetheart of mine. Through the purple sage once more we'll ride, ride, ride. Down the sunset trail together, side by side. All alone in the gloaming, we will plan a nest for two. Just a home in old Wyoming, in the land where dreams come true. Thank you. the purple sage once more we'll ride, ride, ride. Down the sunset trail together, side by side. All alone in the gloaming, we will plan a nest for two. Just a home in old Wyoming, in the land where dreams come true.
There is more than music in our American heritage. There is the folklore of our land. Great men like Henry Wadsworth Longfellow found inspiration in our customs, our history, and our people to create stories that would live forever. Longfellow wrote of the land in which he lived and for the people he loved. He wrote of many things. We hear next the immortal Walter Houston in one of the most familiar poems by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, The Children's Hour.
Between the dark and the daylight, when the night is beginning to lower, comes a pause in the day's occupations that is known as the children's hour. I hear in the chamber above me the patter of little feet, the sound of a door that is opened, and voices soft and sweet. From my study I see in the lamplight descending the broad hall stair, grave Alice and laughing Allegra and Edith with golden hair. A whisper and then a silence. Yet I know by their merry eyes they are plotting and planning together to take me by surprise. A sudden rush from the stairway, a sudden raid from the hall. By three doors, left unguarded, they enter my castle wall. They climb into my turret, or the arms and back of my chair. If I try to escape, they surround me. They seem to be everywhere. They almost devour me with kisses. Their arms about me entwined, till I think of the Bishop of Bingen in his mouse tower on the Rhine. Do you think, O blue-eyed banditti, because you have scaled the wall, such an old mustache as I am is not a match for you all? I have you fast in my fortress and will not let you depart, but put you down in the dungeon in the round tower of my heart, and there will I keep you forever. Yes, forever in the day, till the wall shall crumble to ruin and molder in dust away.
By looking back at the past, by reliving the deeds of a Patrick Henry, a Paul Bunyan, a Longfellow, we realize that they hold a clue to our future. For history has a habit of repeating itself. And the glorious freedom of our past is a guarantee of our future.
Your land and my land will be our land one day. Bright bars and white stars leading both on our way. Our one flag forever when war and hate.
Before we close our show, here is still another opportunity to present your commercial message.
Forward America marches.
you admire Old Glory waving in the breeze, remember that for each star and stripe, there is a history of adventure, a dedication to freedom that is a shining beacon for the whole world, a torch to light the future.
Our sponsor has presented Forward America with Susan Reed, Jimmy Wakely, the New World Singers, and the immortal voice of Walter Houston. We hope you'll be on hand for the next broadcast of Forward America, when we shall again recreate great moments on the American scene.